Welcome back to the Lauren Brooker Show on 800-CJBQ. My name is Tim Durkin, in for Lauren today, chatting music, and of course, basically a staple of the summer is Empire Theater. Empire Square Live 2025 has been announced, and we're joined by the guy putting it all together, Mark Rajat. Where are we talking to you from today?
Hey, Tim. I'm right here in Bell. I'm in the Empire Theater right this minute, so there you go.
Beautiful. It's weird because every year there's changes and groups that you work with and timing to get artists. There's a lot of things that kind of have to line up. And for this year, we're doing two nights at the end of July. What has been, you know, these are labor of love events, and a whole lot has to happen to put it on, doesn't it?
Oh, that's for sure. Yeah, world events too. I mean, with all the good stuff going on south of the border, there's been, you know, a lot of bumps in the road this year, and but it always is. You know, it always is a deal, and we push forward, and we put together the best show that we can do, and we're announcing it today, and we're excited about it. So
let's start with the Friday night, because this is, as far as classic rock goes, as classic rock as it gets.
Yeah, I mean, it's an Empire Rock Fest street party. Party time all night on this one. So we have a double bill on this one, where we have David Wilcox and Trooper are going to be headlining that night. And then we have the wonderful Luscious from Kingston, who is a great band, who is making their mark in the world these days. And so we're really excited to have them on as the opener for that night.
And these are people that are certainly no stranger to performing in Belleville. But I was trying to think of, they're both acts where you hear them. And, of course, we play both of them on Rock 107. It's just, oh, I forgot about that song. I forgot about that song. I forgot about that song. This is one of those nights that's just a feel-good evening, isn't it?
Oh, it's going to be feel good. You're going to know every bloody song, and it's going to be a great fun night. And it's again, under the stars on a Friday night in downtown Belleville. It's going to be fun.
We look at the Saturday night, and I think it's something that you guys put your foot in the water probably about 10 years ago for the millennial crowd. And it's not to say that it's only going to be millennials at it, because I think anyone that saw them the first time is going to be a fan of them, whether they're 16 or 61. Tell us about night number two, Saturday evening.
Yeah, so night number two. I mean, they have they tour the country. They're one of the biggest acts in Canada. Probably the best lead singer, front man in all of Canada. And it's Arkells are going to be here. So we're really thrilled to have them coming back. They are really a force to be reckoned with. But again, they tour the all the arenas, and they do their big rally. They're doing their big rally again this year in Hamilton in June. Where they have, I don't know, 15, 20,000 people come to the stadium there. And it's they are an exciting act, and they're a fun act. And they're again, as I say about Max as the lead singer, besides being, again, an amazing front man, he is just a real cool dude. He's a real cool guy. And the whole act is, and they're influenced by lots of great acts, whether it's Motown or Bruce Springsteen or whatever. I mean, they have lots of wonderful influences that they're bringing forward into the world. So we're really excited to have Arkells coming back here.
Tim Oxford, the drummer, my old roommate in West End Belleville, is his cousin, and so he was the one who first introduced me to the band. And I think you're so right about a evening of joy. Like I didn't know a ton of their songs the first time I saw them, and then you see them live, and then you dive in to the catalog, and even if you don't know the song, you love the performance. They just put a smile on your face.
Yes, and they And they're a big, of course, they're a big proponent of Canadian promoting Canadian acts and having different Canadian artists perform on their songs and co-write with them and whatever. Yeah, the first time I saw them was probably, God, it was probably 20 years ago, maybe, or 15, 20 years ago. And it was in Toronto at a, and they were opening up for INXS, and they had a the promoter said, you got to come and see INXS because maybe you can get them for Rockfest. This is back again 15, 20 years ago. And I say, great, no problem. So I went in, and Arkells were the opening act. I didn't know who they were. They had their first album out, and I was totally blown away. I mean, I went, who are these guys? These guys are great. Bought their CD at that point. And then I kept saying, phoning their agent and saying, I need them for Rockfest. I don't want INXS. I want these guys. These guys are
Right.
so fun and great. So we had them a bunch of years ago here, and they did had a wonderful show. And again, they're a total force to be reckoned with, and they are really excited. I'm really, really excited to have them here again.
Good opener to multiple Juno Award winner lights.
Yes, I mean, Lights again, many years ago, they were here opening for somebody at the Empire Theater, and again, they are, besides, again, they are again a great act, and she is just a wonderful front person, and again, she is one that's actually on the what was the album that came out Blink Twice, I think it was the Arkells album, and she had a feature on that album as well. And but she's just going through the roof right now. She's got new music out. She just sold out History in Toronto. They are it's going to be really, really wonderful to see the two of them together on stage. And just the thing is with Arkells is that this is their only other Ontario date this year at this point anyways, besides their rally in June in Hamilton. And so and to have them together on the same stage is going to be really, really fun.
Yeah, hopefully hearing Human Being live with the two of them will be awesome.
Well, on Saturday night we also have Jay Clements' band who's going to be on the bill,
Oh, fantastic.
and so and another connection through to Arkells. So Jake performed on that same album that Lights was on. He did a feature with Wesley Schultz from Luminaires together with a song called "Nowhere to Go," and they are, Max and Jake are good buddies, and it's and so there might just be a little reunion that night as well. So Jake Clemens' band, and so I'll just say, as far as the weekend goes, it is an all Canadian weekend, and people will say, well, wait a minute, Jake Clemens is from the U.S. Well, Jake Clemens is now a Canadian citizen, so just so you know, so he got his citizenship for Canada last fall, and he's a very, very proud Canadian as well. So we're really, really happy to have Jake. Jake will just be coming back from he left actually just a few days ago to go to Europe, where he's with Bruce for 2 months, performing in all through Europe until the middle of July. Then we come back and we're doing a show in actually in Minneapolis at a big festival, and then the week before Rockfest, and then we're coming back for Rockfest. So,
It's going to be awesome. You have David Wilcox, Luscious, and Trooper, followed by Lights, the Jake Clemens Band, and Arkells. This is July 25th and 26th. If people want information, probably the website, the best way to find out.
they can get it on the website at theempiretheater.com, and they can get stuff on social and phone into the box office at 613-966-0099. And we hope and so for the next we're announcing today, the next 2 days is pre-sale. So if you're an Empire insider, if you can still get in there, and then on Friday they go on sale to the public, and prices are starting On Friday night, they started $55, I think, and on Saturday they started $65. So it's a pretty reasonable weekend, and I hope everybody comes out and has some fun with us that weekend.
That's what I paid for parking at the Leafs Sens game that I went to earlier this year. So I think it's certainly pretty reasonable. Mark Rajat with the Empire Theater and with the Jake Clemens Band as well. Look forward to seeing you, and rock on.
All right. Thanks, Tim. And really, really thank everybody down at the shop there for supporting us all the time. Really